welcome back to my channel. I have mentally checked out for 2022 already. I'm sitting here having the business planning day that I've been needing to have for honestly months. It feels like everything's such a scramble. So I'm sitting here going through all my notes of like all the programs I want to create. I'm also launching my app soon, so I'm planning out all the different PDF files with like plant-based guides when you're dining out, beginner's tips for the gym, like how to have the right form on certain exercises, overcoming gym anxiety. There's different 8-week programs that I need to release, and I've just like got all these brainstorms, so I'm putting it actually into a timeline of next year. And also this week I've sat down and wrote out all my goals for next year, my financial goals, because I've got all these different debts to pay off and everything, and just like getting it sorted. And it just feels so good to not be like feeling like I'm such in a jumble. But I thought I'd smash out one final YouTube video and podcast for at the end of the year, and that is about boundaries, dating, and leveling up. So on my podcast, it's called Plant Powered, so I often talk about nutrition and food and stuff like that. But I always say that our health is like an all-encompassing thing. So even though it could be about mindset towards different things, blah blah blah, we are like leaking things in all these other areas of our life that comes back to affecting our health in the end anyway. So I've started touching on a lot of different lifestyle things and different topics as well, so I hope you don't mind that. If you like videos about nutrition and wellness, obviously I'd love if you subscribe to my channel. I've started doing a bit more about business and lifestyle. If you wanted to connect with me online, you can find me on Instagram at @CassieAmber with 2 underscores. And I've also recently signed up to TikTok as well. I thought this would be a good video to do to tie up all loose ends of everything that's happened in 2022 and just help you plan for the best year of your life next year. For me, it's going to be, first of all, I need a house. I want to have a loving, successful relationship, which I just said to my partner, I don't even have to try because it's just fallen into place so smoothly, and it's been a complete surprise. I didn't think I was going to ever like anyone again. And also the year of business. So I've got some big plans with some big projects. I'm also competing in my second bodybuilding show, finally, after 2 years. So it's going to be a big year, achieving the physique of my dreams, smashing the business goals, launching the app, all the stuff. And I've got 3 overseas trips planned already, so it's going to be a lot. But I'm just so excited for life and so grateful that I created this reality. So let's get into the video. The first thing I wanted to talk about was falling in love and finding a new relationship. So I was in a 4-year relationship that had a lot of narcissism and gaslighting, which I didn't really know what it was until after it ended. I kept going back to him. I was just like so deeply in love. I didn't think I could live without him. I never thought I'd find any man attractive or slightly interesting ever again. I just really, really idolized this person. And I finally got the courage to leave, and I moved away from Rockhampton and moved to Gold Coast, which is my dream destination. I remember back then I always said to him, like, I moved to Australia because I wanted to move to Brisbane or Gold Coast. And he took me to Yeppoon, where he grew up, and we had some lovely times. We had all these different farm animals. It was a lovely place. We basically dodged COVID while all the cities were in lockdown. We were just on like a huge property with like all these beaches and could go like hiking on islands and stuff. It was great for the time and a great experience for me. It like really grew a lot, but in terms of career growth, it was very limiting. So I always remember saying to him, I still want to give Gold Coast a go. And it just makes me reflect now, because he never wanted to come. And I just think, like, imagine if I stayed in Yeppoon this whole time, this whole year wouldn't have happened. I would still be in the same spot that I was for the last few years. So taking the leap has been the best decision of my whole entire life. But anyway, I finally left the relationship. There was a lot of yelling and like anger management and raising the voice and conflict resolution. That was the number one thing I always said I didn't want. So it's like, I don't know, I still attracted it into my life somehow. So I learned a lot with like learning to stand up for myself and what isn't okay. And those relationships can be really hard, because even though it's not healthy, it's like you're always trying to prove yourself to that person. So you're saying to your friends all the time, like, oh, they've changed, it'll get better this time. But you're just always trying to prove yourself and you always feel not good enough. So I'm still struggling with a lot of issues around my self-worth and how I view myself and feeling worthy and different things like that. So I've just signed up to go back to more therapy for next year. So I'm really, really excited to work through those. So I managed to meet this new guy, and I'm only going to talk about it because it came in a very interesting way. So I liked hippie guys that were like kind of scruffy, long hair, and I just had my heart set on that, and that's what I always envisioned. And I went to a Buschdorf and I met this photographer there. I thought he was gay. I thought he didn't even find girls attractive at all. I thought he was that gay. And he was a photographer, and we added each other online, and then he asked if I wanted to do a photo shoot because he does shibari, which is Japanese rope tying. It's like an art form over there. So we set up this photo shoot and I came over and did it. And we got on really well. It went really smooth, and he was so professional. Like, people always think like, oh, they're a photographer, they're just trying to get into girls, blah blah blah. But pretty much all the photographers I've shot with, like, except for when I was really young and didn't know like who to go to, but he was just like so professional. We had like contracts and everything. Especially with shibari, you've got to be like very serious because it's a very intimate thing and you're actually like getting tied up. But I don't know, like, something just intrigued me about him. And it turns out he's bi, not gay. And then we just went for like a hike one day and then went to the gym. There was a little bit of a weird dynamic because I'm quite masculine with my physique and stuff, and then he's quite feminine because he's bisexual and like acts a little bit gay. And he's like not hippie like at all, like short hair, clean shaven, a lean build. And then I started to like him a little bit, and I had to go to my coach and I was like, I don't know what to do about this. Like, I'm starting to like this guy. He's very nice to me and treating me really well, but he's not my type. So what do I do? And my coach said, well, how's your current type working out for you? And obviously it didn't work out. So she's like, honestly, just give it a go. And she like gave me the green light. So I told him, I was like, oh, I kind of like you. And then we started hanging out more, and then voila, we're living together after literally like 2 months. And it just fell into place, and he helped me work through so many traumas that I had from my last relationship and like a lot of the mental baggage that I was carrying on to, I guess, because he was just like open ears and I could just talk it all out, and it helped me work through everything as I was talking about it. So I was just worried because I kept thinking like, what will people think if they think he's gay, and then they see me pop up and I'm like this really muscly girl and we don't really look like we go together. But it's honestly been the wildest ride, and I just wanted to talk on that because people, I don't know, like, you might be looking for this thing, and I always thought I would like never find someone who ticks all my boxes. But if you're always looking for the same type of guy that you imagine, maybe you need to try something new, which is what I've done, even though he's not the type that I would like go for initially. So it's just come in the most surprising way, and it's been such a beautiful experience. So I always remember telling my friends, how would I meet someone that I actually like? First of all, they've got to love dubstep, because I'm a dubstep DJ. My best friend's a dubstep DJ. Her mum's a dubstep DJ. We always used to go to like town and go to gigs together when I lived in New Zealand. My ex-partner was a dubstep DJ. So I've just grown up in this life. And music to me is not just like, oh, that's a cool song. It's like, it's like you can feel it in your soul. Like, you get goosebumps while you're driving. It's all I listen to is heavy bass music. Going to the supermarket, doing my makeup, if they don't like it, I'm not going to change the song in the car for them. And it's like a connection you share with someone when you go to like a rave and you like both love the same song. It's like no one will understand apart from you guys. So I'm like, well, how would I find someone who likes dubstep first of all? Number two, my diet. They've got to be interested in plant-based nutrition and also care about their health and go to the gym. Most people who go to the gym eat like chicken, broccoli, rice, and I could definitely never date like a carnivore because it goes completely against my values, and I could not live in a house and just see those items in my fridge every day, and also like the smell when it's cooking and stuff. So it's gotta be like, they don't have to be completely vegan or eat exactly like me, but just be open to it and actually enjoy my food. So that's the thing. But even if they enjoy health and taking care of their body with food, I've also gotta love to party because I'm a DJ. I love going to bush jobs. That's my favorite thing to do in my whole entire life, going to festivals. So how do you, and also people who like to party don't often care about their career or like own their own business, or just, I want someone like kind of entrepreneur minded who has a creative flow and aspect to them, because you're just like excited for life and you've like really taken the time to find your passions and find what you're good at and actually create the life that you like. You spend so much of your time at work. Like if you have any job, it's okay. It's just like that you've got to enjoy it and be like, fuck yeah, it's Monday, and like be excited to go to it. That's the thing that I want in someone. So it's like, how do I find someone who ticks all those boxes, because they're so opposite ends of the spectrum. So a very interesting part is that he is a photographer for bush doofs, which, what are the chances? And he's actually extremely good at it, and it's been really, really good for me at this point in my life, because in my last relationship, I was made to feel very ashamed for showing too much skin. If I didn't wear enough clothes to festivals, like judged based on my outfits because people would be staring at me. I was shamed for doing modeling, which was my biggest passion in life, because he just said like, why do you need to show your body online to get validation from other people, blah, blah, blah. But it was like my dream to be a model since I was 16, and I was pursuing it in Auckland, and it was just like made to be not okay. It made me feel bad for like doing it, but it honestly, that's what brings me confidence, and that's what helps me shine, and that's what makes me feel my best self. So to have a photographer as a partner who like wants to shoot you all the time, like last week he said, hey, let's do the silhouette shoot that we've been thinking about, and just set it all up in the hallway, did this stunning shoot that really brought the confidence back about my body after I got criticized for not being muscly enough, blah, 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 that I wasn't ready for the bodybuilding show. We did the shoot and I was like, damn straight, I'm ready for the show. Look at me. I've definitely made some progress in the gym, and it really helps me see my progress and stuff. So that's been so beautiful, like having those different skills intertwined together. And also my other friend, Laura, who is also a WBFF competitor, she has a gym accessory brand. So she's like, hey babe, do you want to model for my website and get your partner to do the photography? So we're going to go to the gym. I need to model with all the towels, the different lifting straps, things like that. He'll do all the photography. We'll put it together. I'm like, what a great package. Like our skills go together so well. And another lovely thing, I just like can't thank him enough. With my DJing, because I'm still so new to it and very new in the industry, like just trying to get my foot in the door, he can come with me to gigs and get like professional video footage, which helps me promote my brand and stuff. It's like just having that kind of support from someone who actually believes in your vision is like unbeatable. So in terms of boundaries, that has been an interesting thing. I've never talked about this in any relationship before. I just thought like the boundary would be obviously not getting with anyone else. That's what classes is cheating. But with us, because we've got such different jobs and lifestyles, it has been good for me to do that. And because of issues I've had in the past where my trust was broken, I've always felt very threatened by other girls, because when I had gut feelings about things, they turned out to be true, and I've got like some issues I need to work through still with that. But for me, with my modeling, we had to talk about like different boundaries with that, doing different bikini jobs, because I do waitressing in bars sometimes, selling like raffle tickets or handing out drinks, or doing, I used to do stag do's. I haven't done any private events in Australia yet, but just like parties where you're required to wear a bikini. They're super fun, but we had to talk about boundaries around that. Him with his photography, because I'm not going to tell him like to give up your photography shooting any other model, because I'm worried about what's going to happen, even though I do get those negative feelings and get images in my head. You've got to have trust. And I hear of so many people getting together and like the partner wants the other person to like stop their dream because they feel threatened by it. But both of us were doing these things before we met each other, so we don't want to change each other. So talking around boundaries with photo shoots, blah, blah, blah. I know he's professional because I've shot with him and witnessed it myself. And then also with Shibari, like tying other people up with rope and stuff, like what isn't okay, how do you go about it to keep it in a professional manner, blah, blah, blah. It still makes me feel weird, but it's helped me grow so much mentally, being able to sit there and be like, I'm not going to stop you doing all those things because of my insecurities, and actually having trust in the other person. And there's another interesting thing we've got coming up. We got booked for a performance where he did Shibari on me, and he did all the choreography. We went down to Byron Bay to do this show. All these other performers were there who perform at all the big bush shows and festivals and stuff, and it was our first one, which is crazy. But then we're getting half our flights paid for to go to New Zealand he's going to do a Shibari workshop on me. And we're also going to extend the trip it'll be like 10 days so he can meet my family for the first time. But between us, so he'll do a Shibari workshop. I asked if he can do the photography for the event because he's so skilled at it. I'm going to do a nutrition workshop because it's like this earthy, grounding kind of festival. And play a liquid drum and bass DJ set for the morning yoga. So between us, we're getting booked for four things for one trip, which is insane. So that event will be in March, and the tickets are going on sale soon. It's called Naked in the Trees. So yes, it'll be like a nudist event. And that is going to be very, like, help me grow a lot, because I've been to one of those events before called the Naked Dinner, and you just like go there, everyone takes off their clothes and like has dinner, and I went by myself and it was so liberating. It's something I'll remember forever. And you're just not sexualized at all. Like, the people there, they're not going there to be like, oh my god, boobs, and like stare at you and sexualize you. They're looking straight into your eye, and you're talking about travel, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it just shows you that like our bodies are just skin. And it was just so cool. So that was by the same organizer who's also paired up with one of my friends. So I have done that single, but I've never like gone to like a nude thing with someone that I care about, where they can also see other nude people and people can also see us and stuff. So that will also be a really good thing for growth. But I feel like I'm finally getting to a really good place where I can be mature about it, because there's trust there and I know he loves and cares about me. Whereas before, I would like have not been able to mentally handle that. That would have scarred me for life. I would have like left crying, caused this big drama. So I find that I'm encountering a lot of experiences now where it's like forcing me to level up and grow and really think about my self-worth and like really make sure I'm sure within myself. The other incredible thing that couldn't have come at a better time is being able to have mature conflict resolution. That's what I've always dreamed of. Like, if there's an issue, being able to sit down and talk like adults. No name calling, no shaming, no yelling or raising of the voice. That is like absolute bliss. In my last relationship, I did set up this thing like having a monthly meeting about the relationship. And then if there's like little things that bother you, I think it's better to bring it up when it's a small issue instead of just like not talking about it for ages and then like blowing up at the person with like this big list of stuff that they always do wrong. But I found that because of the gaslighting and yelling and stuff, I'd be too scared to actually be honest. So I'd be like, yeah, let's have a meeting, and be like, yeah, everything's fine, and like not actually say what I was thinking. So I think that method is good as long as you feel like safe enough to actually say how you feel. And I find that it all comes down to wording. Personally, I'm very sensitive and always feel like I need to prove myself. and get offended very easily, especially if I'm like not living up to the mark of my own or other people's expectations. So I always find positive encouragement is key, not like, oh my God, you never do this and you never do this and like you really missed the mark here. More like, hey, I'd really appreciate it if you did this more, or oh, I think you've been forgetting to do this. If you could remember this, that would make me feel really happy and really appreciated. Like if they're saying that to me, like a goal to work towards instead of shaming you for the things that you do wrong or aren't doing well enough. And a different tip that he gave me was like not leaving things unresolved. So if there's an issue that comes up and you both like need time to think about it, not just leaving it unresolved, saying, hey, can we come back to this on this day at this time, or like within 24 hours or something, so you can like go away. Sometimes you can't come up with answers on the spot, that way you can go away and be like, oh, maybe I'm feeling this way because of this thing in my past, so I'm triggered because of this. And then you like come back and you're like, oh, okay, I understand now, blah, 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 and can talk about it. And I've been doing that a lot more lately too as well, not being like, you did this and you did that, and just feeling like upset about it, realizing it's because I'm not fully healed yet because of these issues. But can he change the way he words things about that because I'm so sensitive? So it's like really working together to have the best kind of communication and relationship that you can. So the last point to touch on for relationships was that you can find someone who ticks all the boxes. It just might be in a place that's surprising to you. Maybe a guy that you would not usually go for or not usually think that you are attracted to. But once you get to know them, you definitely are, because they actually treat you like a queen. So if you feel like you're always going for the same kind of guys over and over and always getting the same results, it might be time to look somewhere new. And you should be with someone who makes you feel completely comfortable. I know it can be hard to find guys who are actually genuine, but it's nice to be showing off and paraded around instead of like hidden away from the world. Like, no, you can't show your body because other people are going to look at you and sexualize you. In this relationship, it's more like, this is my girlfriend, and he's like tells everyone non-stop, like he went to this festival, Bushdorf, in the weekend, and I had to DJ in Brisbane, so I stayed back, and I've just been really run down and everything, so I just like rested a lot and went and did my set, and he just like talks about me the whole weekend, and he's like, can you please come with me to the next one, I want to show you off to everyone. And like, it's just so nice to be treasured instead of like shamed and like hidden away. It just is, yeah, it's just doing wonders for my self-worth, but it's like a never-ending journey. So I'm so excited for what next year brings with all of that. And someone who believes in you as well, like especially if you're business-minded or like you're in a job and you like want to start a business or start this new project, or even want to start a hobby, like you want to do like pole dances or something, but your partner's like, oh, what would you want to do that for? Or like, oh, that would never work, there's too many people doing that, blah, blah, blah. Like someone who actually celebrates your ideas and encourages your creative flow and like truly believes in your skill and your vision and your passion. Just having a support system that lifts you up is going to make the biggest difference in your life. Part two is realizing what's actually important in life. So I just moved from the country to more like the suburbs and the city, and I don't know if this is rude to say, but I was like, everyone is living the same life. Everyone's on the road at the same time. Everyone picks up the kids from school at the same time, obviously always has dinner at the same time, watches TV, goes to bed, and does it again. Like people in the country, like you still got the same daily routines and stuff, like get up, go to work, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, is this what humans were put on earth to do? Like just wake up and have the same routine, the same cycle. We gift our life's energy to our jobs. We're only on this planet once, and we only live to 100. Like, well, I strive to 100, which is probably more than most people strive for. And I was like, is this all people are doing? Just like wake up, go to work, pick the kids up from school, cook dinner, go to bed. So I know it's hard to break out of the cycle, and it's not easy, especially when you've got a lot of responsibilities. Like if you've got mortgages to pay and stuff and kids at home, you can't take as many risks. But find something that lights you up. I think so many people are just living this mundane life because they think that's what it is. It's not. There's a whole world out there to go and explore. Like, there's so many different things to try, so many places to visit, so much stuff you haven't done yet or learnt yet. Like, go and be a human and make the most of it. It really hit me when my Nana told me my dad's hours lately. He actually had a head injury when I was about 16 and he's never fully recovered from it. He's a drain layer and he was down a big manhole, and he's the hardest working person I know, and this huge boulder came down and hit him on the back of the head. So he'd had like seizures, he was in and out of comas. It was quite scary back then, but he actually still does experience the seizures and stuff if he has too much vibration on his neck, like being in the digger, but just working the long days. I don't think he's had a holiday since he met his partner when I was 8 and they had their honeymoon in Italy. And I'm 26 now. That's like the only holiday he's had probably for like 1 week in this whole entire time. That's ridiculous. But Nana said his days at the moment, he gets up at 5:30 and gets home at 9:30 p.m. And he's been working 7 days a week since July. I know not everyone's working that crazy, but it just really hit me. I'm like, when does he have time to like make a friend, like hang out and go for a hike? Like, go look at a waterfall. It's like the most basic things in life. Like, we just get so absorbed in our work and our jobs that we forget to live as well. So it's really made me reflect on the freedom that I want to create in my own life and in my own schedule. And hopefully when I get to the point that I desire one day, I'll be able to give back to them and just like reward them a little bit for the work that they've put in. But yeah, it's just really made me reflect on the life that I want to live, and like, I just don't want to have this mundane daily routine that everyone in the world just thinks is normal. Even going to bush doofs, like, people would think it's really unhealthy because people are like going out there and like getting effed up to music. But you go out there and you meet the most amazing people, and you just have such interesting conversations. You go camping, you're in touch with earth. Like, I hate getting dirty feet, but most people like wear bare feet, and like, even if it's muddy, they're just like wearing bare feet out in there. They're cooking at the little campsites. You just wake up to Psytrance playing like 24 hours a day. You wake up like 5 a.m. to like high tech plane, and you're like, oh my god, that's a sick song, while you're like sleeping in the tent or in the car. Even this one I went to, it was like a storm, like pouring with rain, and oh my god, I got this new car, it's like a four-wheel drive, and I always slept with my dog on my bed, but I put her in the boot, and she always likes to cuddle at 5 a.m. like, she'll get up and like be like until I let her up on the bed, and I slept across the back seat because I didn't want to have to set up a tent or anything. And she woke up at 5 a.m. like wanting to cuddle, and it started pouring with rain. So I actually put my pillow and blanket into the boot of the car, opened up the boot door, and laid in there with her on her dog bed, like listening to the sickest tunes playing from the stage. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning with like the rain pouring down. I'm like, what? This is just beautiful. Like, more people need to be doing this. And it's just so nice to kind of escape the world's responsibilities and just like be in touch with nature and like just be out in the elements and stuff. It's just so nice. So yeah, really reflect on, what do you even want to do in life, and are you even working towards your goals? Do you even know what lights you up yet? Because so many people don't. So that's the biggest thing I always encourage people to do, is just try shit. And you might fail and things might not work and people might laugh at you, but you just keep trying. Try something else. How can you alter it? Do it differently this time. Alter it, do it differently this time. Maybe go out on this new branch and try that. But you'll always be feeling so excited for life when you've got so much to learn and you're just making progress in all these different areas, rather than just like going to a job that like doesn't challenge you in any way. Even someone I met on the weekend, he was a scuba diver instructor. That's so awesome. He's like, it's just my dream to like wake up and like do that every day. That's all people need to do. Not like, you don't have to chase, like, money is important to get by, but to me, happiness and peace of mind is the most important thing. Part 3, things I am learning. life will give you the same lesson, but in different ways. So I got out of my relationship, and then the house I moved into, I thought I was going to be there for years. I didn't know how I was ever going to leave because the forest was so beautiful. But I ended up experiencing some of the same things, but on a lower level and unintentional from that person. They just had unhealed trauma, which is why they came across in that way and projected the way they're feeling onto other people. So not intentional at all. But I had to learn to go through it again and actually stick up for myself and be like, hey, actually, this message was not okay. And actually tell them it wasn't okay when you did this. And it's happened on several different occasions, but I'm learning how to stick up for myself now, which is really good. And it's so weird, the house I lived at was actually identical to one of the houses I lived at in Yeppoon. So we had the big house at the top, a little house down the bottom. We had all this land. We had horses, chickens, cows. But like even like the same setup with like the long driveway, it was like the same property, but in Gold Coast. So like trees everywhere. So even reflecting on that, it's like life's given you a second chance at this new place. So how are you going to work at this time? So it's really just like learning to integrate that and reflect on all those different things and think about why, like the flatmate always said, we have attracted it into our lives. We chose to go there. So we needed to go through that. So instead of like blaming the situation, like, oh my God, blah, 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 and feeling angry, think about what we needed to get out of that, even if it was a negative experience in the end. Another way of growing is with conflict resolution. I just sent a letter to this person to get everything off my shoulders. When I first moved out, I wrote a letter to them, but never planned on giving it to them, just to get it onto paper. And it wasn't enough, and I waited weeks and weeks, and I was like, you know what? I really have to send this letter. I ended up calling the lifeline as well. I'm not suicidal at all, but I just had to chat to like an online counselor because I really couldn't regulate my emotions, and I was like feeling really out of it and just not doing okay. So I actually wrote the letter and finally sent it to the person. But with the way I worded it, I said everything I needed to get off my chest, like this wasn't okay, this was weird, this was unacceptable, blah, blah, blah. But I also took the time to write in there, I realized I was feeling triggered by this because of this thing that happened in my past, which is why I was so offended. So it's not like saying that they're doing things wrong all the time. And I think that's what happened in my last relationship. It was always like, you did this wrong, you did this wrong. And it's like the blame's always on me. I could never do anything right. And it's like the other person was perfect and couldn't put a foot wrong. So what I try to do now is say like all these things weren't okay, but I was triggered because of this, which is why I feel like I may have overreacted. And hey, I've just signed up to therapy next year to work through these. So thank you for showing me the triggers that have still come to the surface. And maybe if you went to speak to someone too or got some kind of therapy or coaching, that would give you the tools that you may need to create, blah, 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 to achieve your dream. So it's not like just blaming the person, not name calling. It's like, I feel like I've really matured in the way that I handle things and reflect on things and, yeah, like take some responsibility too, not think that I'm perfect. So I'm very proud of myself for that. Another thing I've had to reflect on is why do I hold such strong ties to my body? So I was prepping for the bodybuilding show with this person and we were meant to compete in the same category. And then I got like a UTI that led to a kidney infection. I went to hospital. I just had like an off month, like the month before the show. I was working through a lot of mental stuff, finally getting over the past relationship. I was like, I finally moved past it. I'm feeling good. Like I've really worked through a lot of mental stuff. And I just walked on the door and they said, my physique has gone backward. I've lost so much muscle and I'm not ready for the show. And then they repeated those things all over again in front of my partner when I never asked for their opinion. And I have been offended to this day. And it has made me think, why do I hold such strong ties to my body? Is it because I get paid for my body? Because I do modeling, I do influencing, even with bodybuilding, like you're judged on your body. So you like wanna put a lot of pride into it. So why did the comments get to me so much? How come every day I looked in the mirror since then, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not big enough, I'm not muscly enough, I have gone backwards, maybe they were right. Why did one person's comment like affect me so badly? So one thing I need to work on is detaching some of my worth from the exterior and like really working on building up my inner self-worth. And that way nothing will be able to knock me down. As it's coming up to the end of the year, I highly, highly encourage you to do a full-on spring clean of everything in your home, everything you own, every single item of makeup, everything in your pantry and fridge, like every single jar, every single beauty product, every bottle of moisturizer, hair care product. Like, go through every drawer, every shelf, your wardrobe, donate some stuff, sell some stuff you don't wear anymore, and like cull down on everything. And that's been easy for me because I've been moving house and stuff, but it just like really helps clear out your mind and like even take note of like what items you have. Like, we have so much stuff in our wardrobe that we barely wear, or like we might have double ups of things in the pantry or things that have gone off or things we've just forgotten to use. So it's just a really good way to clear out your head, because then your environment will be a lot clearer as well. And even like a digital declutter, like unfollowing certain people that don't make you feel good on social media, or like I've been going through all the notes and all my emails, like deleting everything I don't need anymore, all the files on your computer, like do a full digital detox as well. So when it comes to setting goals for next year, write down everything you want to achieve. I've also got a list of all my debts and stuff, but that's my main goal for next year, is to pay off all that. And I actually make it on Canva, and then I printed it out and laminated it this year, but I'm doing the same for next year as well. And I actually put it next to my bed, so every single day when you wake up, your goals are right there. So it's like, well, how are you going to spend your day? Are you actually going to achieve this, or are you just going to sit there and do nothing? And then to reflect the goals, I also went through my whole Instagram save folder and made a big vision board. So I'm just refreshing it a little bit for next year. I've got to go get them printed off and laminate them, and once I finally get a house, I'll put them in the new house as well. And I had that over my bed last time, so I just like look at all these people that inspire me and my business idols and all these women in the fitness industry as well who I look up to. So, and just different like quotes to remind you to like slow down and rest sometimes as well, different food that I want to fuel my body with, like all this rainbow unicorn food. So definitely look at your goals for next year and like put it somewhere visible, or set in like a monthly or like a weekly calendar reminder to sit down and reflect on everything and how everything's going and how you're tracking for next year. There were some goals I didn't achieve this year, and I wanted to touch on that because it is actually okay. Because what I've realized is, what have I achieved instead of that goal? So I was meant to compete in the bodybuilding show. I was like meant to pay off all my debt, blah, blah, blah. And actually had a girl tell me that like my goals are too big and I can't achieve all that in the year. And it really got to me, because then when I didn't achieve them, I'm like, oh my God, that girl was right. I didn't achieve it, blah, blah, blah. But it's just because I let this person's comments get to me. I had unexpected things come up with car issues that cost me literally thousands of dollars that just like threw off my whole financial goals for the rest of the year. So what did I achieve instead? I left a unhealthy relationship that was ruining my self-worth, that I was stuck in for years and was too scared to leave because I didn't think I could do life on my own. I moved to my dream destination and transformed my whole life. The mental growth I have experienced this year, there's been times where like I broke my toe, I got a job and then lost my job because I was unreliable because I was going to x-rays and stuff, and then I couldn't get government support because I'm from New Zealand. I was just like really struggling to make it work here, and I was like, you know what, even though I'm not working at a job right now, I'm working on my brain every single day. So think about, if there's goals you haven't achieved, what else have you achieved instead? Even with DJing and stuff, because my last partner was in the industry, so he helped me get my first gig, blah, blah, blah. I thought, if I move to Gold Coast, I'm already introvert and like get scared in social situations. I never approach new people, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how am I ever going to get booked? So I was like, I'll make it my goal to get booked for my own DJ gig. And I've actually gotten a few. I played my first Buschdorf. I played in Brizzy last weekend. I've played in Brizzy like a few times recently. And I did it on my own. I met the organizers and made friends with them. Like, I didn't even know I didn't know they were even planning that. I just made new friends and they turned out to be event organizers and they booked me. And we've got another big Buschdorf in February, and they're going to put me on like the nighttime slot when it's really busy and stuff. And I literally achieved that goal. So I was thinking, even though I didn't achieve heaps of other stuff, even with the bodybuilding show, I had so many gigs this year that I practiced so much, and my DJ skills have improved tenfold. So even though other areas, like, it didn't quite get there, my DJing has, like, skyrocketed compared to what it was. And that is such an exciting thing for next year. And I'm really proud of myself for that as well. And, yeah, that really makes me think about what if I was still living in Nepean with one nightclub and, like, living out in the country. Like, I never would have met these people. I never would have had these gigs and, like, just found the... not the confidence to do it on my own, but the gratification to myself that I actually did something so terrifying to me and I've actually made it work on my own. Like, it just feels so rewarding. And finally, to touch on what is in store next year for Cassie Amber Holistic Nutrition and Wellness, I've got some big plans. So I need to launch my plant-powered app. I'm launching a high-ticket life transformation 8-week coaching program. So I've got all the brainstorms. I'll have to plan the dates and everything next year and film all the videos and do all the content. So it's like a big process to make all these programs and things like that. I've also got a digestion and bloating program or guide I want to make. I do have one already. I'll link all my ebooks and everything below, but I want to make like a really intensive kind of coaching one. So I'll be looking into that and doing like a free webinar training for next year as well. I've got the WBFF show in April. So once I get back into the swing of things after New Year's, I'll be heading straight into prep. I'm currently like kind of just at like a maintenance phase. I still aren't tracking food, but trying to get back into the gym and just be consistent and push myself with the weights and fix my form and just do basic stuff like that and just tidy up the food, eat more veggies, prioritize protein, just sticking to the basics. But after I get into the swing of things after New Year's, I'll be like straight into it and have to achieve the best physique of my whole life. I've got the New Zealand trip for the Naked in the Trees event, and I also want to go to Bali next year as well, just because it's somewhere that I've always wanted to visit. So 2023 for me will be the year of my business thriving, because I'll finally have the self-worth to think that I'm worthy of the success, I'm worthy of this lifestyle that I desire. Because if you've got these goals but you feel like shit about yourself, you're not confident within yourself, about your offers, about your skills, about your knowledge, you're not going to get there because you're not manifesting it. So you have to fully believe in yourself that you're deserving of those goals and everything that you dream of. So that is a wrap for this video and podcast. Don't forget to fully enjoy and embrace the holidays with your friends and family. Eat all the yummy food, like, go dance your heart out to the music. Enjoy the sunshine without guilt. And since I'm switching off already mentally, I'm like checking out every single day. I know that if I don't give myself this time, I'm not going to have the energy next year to like fully bring it with 100% power. So make sure you definitely take some time out and just like enjoy the food. Don't worry about like putting on weight or being out of your routine for a few days. I'll be spending a little bit of time out in the country where there won't be a gym or anything, so I'm not going to be able to do weights or like stick to my program. It's okay, like the priorities for this time of year, just like enjoying quality time with loved ones and just like celebrating everything that you've achieved and just resetting. So that's a wrap. Don't forget to hit subscribe if you would love to see more videos or podcasts like this. And don't forget to follow me over on socials as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next year.